Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Could Aleister Black be returning to WWE? Plus, a popular NXT star is injured and SummerSlam looks huge this year. For Thursday, June the 10th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Father's lessons are painfully etched on my body. This pain serves a purpose. See, there is no lying with pain. It is honest. It is truth. And where would we be without this truth? Where would we be without this dysfunctional armor of agony? So let's hear it for the bleak, desolate misery in which we hide our deepest and darkest sins. Sins that you embody.
Father always said there is an art to being. And these creatures' blood is full of cruel thoughts and dreams. You all live proudly in your cesspool of sins and denial because it's all you are. It has become your identity to be loathsome and blind. You are sick and dying animals. And it's time for me to separate the weak from the strong. As Father taught me, it is time to cull the herd.
One of the final uber-dark promos from Aleister Black that we saw on SmackDown just before his very sudden release just the other week. This really felt like this was going to be something special, and he was in line to start fighting with Big E. They'd even had the first physical alteration following these weeks of amazing promos, and then all of a sudden, gone, along with many other stars from WWE. Possibly prematurely. Now, Aleister Black's case is an interesting one. He has very much been open about stuff that went on in WWE, how he felt being there, not only via Twitch, which he's been very conversational on, but also when he joined Renee Paquette on Oral Sessions as well and talked a lot about how he believed that WWE was a slow death in terms of character for him while he was there. Lots have been said from Aleister Black during this time, but it might not be the end of the story. So PW Insider have said today there's been some talk that Aleister Black was cut prematurely, and there's a push for the company to bring him back in. Whether anything comes of this or not remains to be seen. But as the shock of the releases last week wears off, there's been a feeling that out of everyone, Black was, quote, cut too soon. and was more the victim of broken promises and start-stop creative as opposed to anything that he did of his own accord. So he has got a lot of friends in high places within WWE. He has said, both on Twitch and on the Oral Sessions podcast with Renee Paquette, that he and Vince McMahon were close. They had each other's back with stuff, from what I understand. In fact, talking of that relationship with Vince McMahon, it nearly led him to being part of a very iconic match from last year's WrestleMania. On Renee Young's podcast, Aleister Black said that at one point there was a pitch for him to be involved in the Boneyard match, being there to assist The Undertaker. Now, that would have certainly put him into quite a strong position within the company. That ended up not happening, obviously, but the fact that he's even in the mix with stuff like that is quite interesting. And it does add some weight to this idea that maybe, just maybe, we will see Aleister Black back in WWE. His first post-WWE appearance has been set. He's going to be at the big event in NYC. He's going to be in New York on the 14th of November doing a signing. Basically just being Tommy End, sort of introducing the world to Tommy End as opposed to Aleister Black. Certainly one to keep an eye on this. And when we know more about it, you will know more at cultaholic.com. SummerSlam 2020 was emanating from the Thunderdome. However, SummerSlam 2021 coming out of Las Vegas looks like it is going to be a huge night for WWE. Sources close to WWE have informed WrestleVotes that there is a big energy going into this show. Here is the tweet from WrestleVotes. After speaking to a few sources on the topic, I've learned that WWE is 100% attempting to make SummerSlam this year's WrestleMania. All resources will be tapped into, is how it was explained to me. I do believe they want Reigns versus Cena to headline, but we are not sure if they have decided. The SummerSlam show this year very much feels like the true beginning of the new equilibrium. Very much feels like we're getting back to normal. WrestleMania was a break in the middle of the pandemic, and it felt good to see fans at wrestling shows again. But SummerSlam kind of signifies the grand restart, despite the fact that obviously there'll be TV shows and WWE events in front of live crowds before SummerSlam. SummerSlam very much feels like the big hard launch of WWE back in front of fans. So how is that show going to pan out? Well, John Cena versus Roman Reigns is a match that has been very heavily speculated for the past few months. Another one is Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. Got a bit of a rumor killer on that for you from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio. He says, as of a week ago, Lesnar and Lashley was not on the SummerSlam card. Now, it can always change. They can always call him. They can always offer him money and he will do it. Again, it is up to Vince. But they had not made the call a week ago. And I know there's forces there that don't want Lesnar there until it's a feud with Roman Reigns. Feels like a shame to have Brock Lesnar on the periphery and to only insist on bringing him into feud with Roman Reigns. Obviously, that is a match that you will do down the road. But the tantalizing possibility of seeing this beefy boy battle between Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar, I personally find far more tantalizing than a Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar feud, or even a Brock Lesnar Drew McIntyre feud. You know, give us something fresh. I think Bobby Lashley would be a great opposite for Brock Lesnar. So as it stands, though, that isn't a match that's going to be a part of SummerSlam. But plans do change.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We send our best wishes to Shotzi Blackheart. She revealed on Twitter that she has suffered an injury. She got a tweet from a fan saying, "Where is Shotzi? Is she injured?" To which Shotzi quote retweeted it with, "Yup." We don't know the nature of Shotzi Blackheart's injury, but it does explain why Ember Moon has been on a solo run and why she's going for the NXT Women's Championship this Sunday at In Your House Takeover. We send our best to Shotzi Blackheart, a big miss from the show at the moment. I missed anybody. You know, coming down on a tank isn't something anybody can do. Shotzi Blackheart, very much a force of nature. I look forward to seeing her back in NXT sooner rather than later. Hey, do you want to book Braun Strowman for your indie show? I'm looking at you, Andrew Bowers of North Wrestling. We have a little update on that from PW Insider, because Braun is now, you know, a free agent and he's, you know, open to take bookings. PW Insider say, "We have heard from independent promoters that reached out to Braun Strowman. The asking price is currently in the five-figure range. We are told that Strowman is pretty set financially and doesn't need to immediately run out and do bookings. But if a promoter comes along and meets the right price, that's a different story." Get your wallet out, Bowers. Billy Corgan was on Talk Is Jericho chatting about NWA Power, obviously, and gave us some insight into his purchase of the National Wrestling Alliance. He says, crazily enough, it was owned by one person. It was so devalued. He tried to sell it to everybody. Nobody wanted it, as far as I know. He certainly offered it to WWE. They thought it was so worthless that they didn't even just buy it to take it off the market. WWE, who went through a spate of just buying everything, seems ridiculous to have not wanted to buy the rights, the licenses to the National Wrestling Alliance. I'm glad they didn't. Billy Corgan has bought it and owns it now, and we are seeing a real renaissance within the National Wrestling Alliance. Shows back in front of fans via Power, and coming up in August, two massive pay-per-views back-to-back from the spiritual home of the NWA. Look out for a somewhat return to wrestling at the Chase. Following his retirement announcement, Leo Rush has got a little bit of heat, or had a little bit of heat, from WWE announcer Greg Hamilton. So Hamilton put out a tweet following Leo Rush's announcement saying that he wanted to step away and he was thinking of his family and wanted to rest up on injuries and be there more for his wife and his kids. And Greg Hamilton put, "Wow, unreal. If we all didn't have our own lives and families to take care of, I might just pretend to give a bleep. Brackets, on behalf of the wrestling family and community who work for a living. On to the gym. Eye roll emoji." That's, yeah, quite an outburst from Greg Hamilton. We have heard stories that Leo Rush wasn't always, like, the easiest person to get on with at some of these shows. These are some rumours and innuendos that we've heard from people at shows that have worked with him. Maybe Greg Hamilton had some sort of back and forth. Well, Greg Hamilton, a few hours later, put out a tweet apologising for the outburst. Well, actually, it was an Instagram post, and he said, nothing but respect to the Lionel Green. We all go through our own journeys, and I wish you well on your next one. Talented AF, a caring father, possibly misunderstood at times, even admittedly by me. Never felt a mutual respect backstage, but I respect you as a father and a man. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. This is one of those cases. Genuinely wishing the best for you and your family. Hamilton on Twitter says, I can admit when I'm wrong and I was wrong. We don't have to see eye to eye backstage, but Lionel Green as an incredible father as well as a talent. I have all the respect in the world for that. No one made me type this. I'm just owning my mistakes and he'll be missed. The mysterious case of the authors of pain. So Fightful put out a report last night about Akam and Razor, who have been absent for quite some time. They said there were inquiries made by wrestlers about bringing them into particular companies last year, but there was no movement on it. AEW management had their name brought up and nothing seemed to happen there. New Japan Pro Wrestling management, who weren't bringing over new talent at the time, they were also brought up there, and the budget for such a move was said to have not been near what was required. We are told, says Fightful, as of now, both members were working regular jobs. Soon after this, there was an update again from Fightful, who said, in an hour since we ran this story, another promoter reached out to Fightful and indicated when their people reached out to AOP, they were informed that both men had, quote, retired. Razor is 26, while Akam is just 28. We aren't sure if this was representatives for AOP or the men themselves were working to get more information. Well, more information came from Akam on Twitter, who simply shared a photo of Akam, Razor and Paul Ellering flipping the bird to the camera saying, ain't done yet, bitches. So I don't think the authors of pain are done yet. Are the Usos babyface or heel? The answer is both. PW Insider gives us this one. The Usos have a very unique distinction right now, as internally, Jimmy is listed as a babyface, while Jay remains entrenched on the heel side of the roster. That may be the first team in WWE history to have that breakdown. We've had, obviously, tag teams who haven't quite got on, but this is an established tag team where one has turned heel, essentially. If you're going to be part of Takeover in Your House, an update on the COVID policy, well, there isn't much of one anymore. Previously, fans at the CWC had to have a negative COVID-19 test result before entering the building for NXT shows. This is no longer going to be the case as of Sunday. This has been the case for a while, along with that a questionnaire that had to be filled in and a rapid antigen test on the night of the event. None of that's happening, but obviously the WWE live events waiver that they have shared on their website still stands, where essentially if you're coming to a live WWE show, you're accepting that you're putting yourself at risk of getting COVID, and they take no responsibility if you get it. Three of WWE's documentaries are up for awards at the New York festivals, which is quite exciting because these are really good documentaries they've been putting out. The three in question are WWE 24 Edge, The Second Mountain. It's up for Best Biography and Profile Documentary. WWE Chronicle, Jey Uso, is there for Craft Film and Production Cinematography. And WWE Untold, Goldberg's Streak. That is up for the Best Streaming Documentary. The winners are being announced on October the 12th at the Storytellers Gala, honouring Radio and TV Film Awards in Las Vegas. And a top AEW star has revealed his involvement in a rather infamous WWE storyline. Do you remember when Dean Ambrose was a bad guy? He turned on Seth Rollins and he started wearing gas masks everywhere. Well, let's go back to that. On Oral Sessions with Renee Paquette, Will Hobbs revealed that he was one of the men in the gas masks during that weird time. He talked about the night that he saw Moxley again in AEW, and he said, Mox pulled me aside and was like, I got some good stuff planned for you. It's cool to work with you. I did some extra work with him in WWE. And he says, remember when we had the Entourage come out with the gas masks? We were talking about how hard it was to breathe. It was cool that he remembered me. He didn't remember my name, but he was like, I don't know you. Do I know you from somewhere? I told him and it clicked. Mox is good people. The latest on the push to bring back Aleister Black is at Cultaholic.com, plus Jack King's latest article all about what we saw on Monday Night Raw featuring Shayna Baszler. saying that Baszler's Raw booking isn't a mistake, but some deliberate, dire decision-making. Jack breaks down another weird episode of Monday Night Raw at cultaholic.com right now. On the podcast feed, in case you missed it, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps dropped last night, featuring Australian star Lucille Brawl. She talks about the Three Count Wrestling Academy. She talks about her time getting into the industry quite late and how fast she developed into what she's doing now. She talks about her love of superheroes and how that helped her hone her craft. And of course, she chooses three wrestling matches to watch while stranded on a desert island. There's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps waiting for you on the podcast feed right now. And another one on Sunday featuring the man behind the Schmodown and one of those behind Collider and former WWE writer Christian Harloff. In our chat, where we talk about three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island, he also informed me that WWE storylines make really, really good kids' bedtime stories. And his daughter is testament to that.
I have a 9-year-old girl and a 3.5-year-old girl. And so they both love for me to tell them stories when they go to sleep. The 9-year-old likes to hear stories about whether it's my childhood or funny things that happen and all these things. And I tell her stories, and that's great. The 3.5-year-old get a little bit more creative. She wants to change things up. If you start to say, well, you know what, this story is going to be about a tomato named Louie. No, it's an avocado. Okay. And his name's not Louie. It's something else. So last night I decided to tell a story, and for the first time, I got no corrections. I just got this little girl just tuned into this story on every word I said. And so I started the story with, there once was a giant, and the giant was friends with the greatest warrior in the land who happened to be the king of the land. The king of the land, his name was Hulk Hogan. And the giant was friends with him for quite a long time. And then a weasel got involved, and that weasel convinced the giant that the giant could indeed be the king. They wound up going against each other in front of thousands and thousands of people across the land. And I said the one thing that had never happened inside of this land was that the giant had never been slammed. And so the man slammed. It was this whole thing. And she's like, I told her at one point that the Sheik had beaten Bob Backlund and all this. And she's like, what happened to King Backlund? And it was just this, I just went into the entire story of WrestleMania 3 and how Hogan got the title from the Sheik and all that.
Love to know what she thinks they look like.
Right.
There's a project there.
I should do it. I should tell her to draw them both and see what she does. That's a good call for sure. I did show her this morning. I showed her, because she asked me, because I said he wore all gold and he had golden hair. She's like, he was made out of gold? I said, no, he's not made out of gold. And so I'm curious to see how she would draw.
Former WWE writer there, Christian Harloff, my guest on Desert Island Graps this coming Sunday. Twitch.tv/cultaholic. It is Sam Driver's turn tonight from 6 p.m. British summertime. It's always good to spend a Thursday night in the company of Sam Driver. YouTube.com/cultaholic. You can get our predictions for NXT TakeOver in your house. We will have live reactions to TakeOver on Sunday night, and we'll have what happened at and graded on Monday as well. And if you are checking out our Patreon, a heads up, if you join our Patreon today, you can be part of Love You By Friday a whole hour earlier. You see, we do the live call-in show on a Friday from 4 p.m. British summertime. But if you're a Patreon, you get to come to the pre-show on Discord, where we talk about all sorts of nonsense 60 minutes before the actual show starts. If you want to find out more about becoming a Patreon with us, it's patreon.com/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.